This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. Let's turn to the financial markets now and find out more about a story that refuses to go away. Oil and Peter Yankowskis, Director of Research at Oakbrook Investments in Chicago, said prices were reaching lows that we haven't seen for some time.
Earlier today, it was at lows that hadn't been seen in 11 years. But we've seen some recovery here, and I think that's probably helped the U.S. market here at the close, that after being down about 1.5%, it looks like oil's going to finish with a very, very modest gain, only a penny on the price of crude. But that's led to at least 0.5% rally here at the end of the day in the U.S.
So energy stocks leading that rally?
I think they recovered somewhat. They were trailing the overall market by quite a bit for most of the day, and they finally got up to parity with the next worst performing sector, which was utilities. So they did rally back, but not enough to lead the overall market, truly.
There has been real concern about the impact of the lower oil price and energy stocks on the high-yield credit sector. What's happening there at the moment?
I think that still is a risk there because many of these firms anticipating strong growth really leveraged up. Now that the price of crude has fallen by more than 50%, they are certainly struggling to make payments. The overall contributors to defaults on those high-yield bonds, energy is clearly a big part of that as well.
Do you think that could have ramifications for other sectors as well, the financial sector perhaps?
The financial sector, interestingly enough, is pretty well insulated. These particular high-yield offerings, they don't have a particularly high level of participation. But we've already been seeing spillover effects among industrial firms that supply the equipment used by these oil drillers and others. So certainly we're seeing that as an impact on corporate profits.
Has the market impact of the Fed rate rise faded now?
I think so. I think people are starting to look more at the positives, that the Fed felt comfortable enough with the strength of the U.S. economy that they could begin the process of raising rates. And that, as you look back at historical periods of rate increases, has been the pattern. There's usually a little bit of a disappointment that rates are going up, followed by a strong rally in equities.
And that was Peter Yankowskis from Oakbrook Investments in Chicago. Let me give you some of the latest numbers now from the financial markets. And on Wall Street, the Dow was up 0.7% at 17,251. And at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was down 0.3% at 60.34.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.